السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, I wanted to read the ayat and the ahadith I send you, and I forgot even to add a few more, very extremely important. Do you know, even if you do good deed and you have something in your heart against someone, your good deed will not be lifted. Your good deed will not be lifted. It will be in a standby file, but you will not be accepted. No barakah coming in your life unless you clean up what you have in your heart. I will not share with you the hadith. If you want, you can go look for the hadith by yourself. But I will send you enough now. Now, today, one of the musibah which it began with Adam alayhi salam, jealousy, hidden jealousy, hidden envy, hidden not content, and no respect to myself. When you look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam, he give the different title to different companion. But we never see a companion said, why Abu Bakr? Why Umar radiallahu anhu? Why so? No, they love each other. And they respect each one's ability and disability. And they respect who giving the quality to each one. Today, if my iman is alive, I respect your ability and disability. I respect myself, ability and disability. I respect what Allah give me and what Allah do not give me. Doesn't mean I will look down at you, or I be envy or jealous at you, or I make a mischief and I try to believe I have something I do not have. Is a musibah. Is a musibah, is a musibah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, I want you to read carefully. Imagine when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, لَا يَحِلْ. Do you not mean لَا يَحِلْ? Is not allowed. Is not allowed to have something in your heart against your brother over 3 days. If it go above that, you'll be out of the rahmah of Allah. Read. And also, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, can I show you something higher, higher level in rewarding than fasting and worship and salah? Imagine. They said, what is that, ya Rasulullah? He said, to have peace with your brother. The one who starts with salam. Please read the hadith carefully, I send it to you. Read the ayat carefully, I send it to you. And ask yourself, where am I? Which one am I? Imagine when Rasulullah he said, the best among you, the one he starts with salam. The one who starts with goodness. The one who initiate. My dear brother and sister in Islam, we should rise up. Rise up above the anger. Rise up above all this hidden jealousy and envy and this and that. Rise up above all the weakness. Rise up above all the ego. Rise up above all the weakness, because it is a weakness, believe it or not. And lack of iman to compare. No. Allah give me a gift, Allah give me a certain quality, alhamdulillah, finished. Finished. I thank Allah for what He give me. I thank Allah for what He give you. I utilize my quality, you utilize your quality. Everyone has a quality and nobody has all except one. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's a perfect human being. Allah decorate him with all the quality. The second one, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. The third one, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, and many companions. My dear brother and sister in Islam, let's rise up. Let's rise up, because the more we divided, the more we are weak. The more we united, we can accomplish a lot. Please, my dear brother and sister in Islam, let's rise up. Let's rise up. We're not kids. Let's rise up above all this mischief and dirt and disease of the heart inside, salam is so beautiful. Please, my dear brother and sister Islam, read it carefully. I do not add a lot because there's a lot of hadith in this chapter. And one of them, also the one I do not share with you, is so beautiful. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, a man will come now from the people of Jannah. Imagine, if you read this hadith, it will make you cry. I will try to add it inshallah very soon. But please, now don't read and that said. Don't reflect and that said. See and make initiative quick before it's too late. The companion quality, they never allow something in their heart to be overnight. No overnight. Never. Why? They're scared to die and meet Allah with something in their heart. Please, my brother and sister in Islam, run quick. Written today, or make yourself written today in the kingdom of Allah, you are the best manner, the best degree, the best elevation today. How? Clean up and make initiative. But real initiative, not fake. Because if it's fake, it will get you. Dunya and akhirah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, we need each other. We cannot do everything by ourselves. No way. We need each other. In the unity is a barakah, is a strength, and the hand of Allah over us. Division, shaitan, and Allah hit us all. May Allah save us, may Allah save us, may Allah save us. And may Allah unite our heart of goodness sake. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us love each other for Allah. And rise up above all the mistake and mischief and even committing sins. No, let's rise up, inshaAllah. Jazakum Allah kulla khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And by the way, you remember in The Boy and the King, the song in the end, hypocrisy and darkness, rise up. What is meaning? Rise up from hypocrisy and darkness. Because all this is a dirt inside, is hypocrisy and darkness inside our heart. And the moment you clean it up, wallahi, you fly. You be light. You will be different. And most of all, Allah will be pleased with you. Angel will make dua for you. And you will be written among the highest living in Jannah, inshaAllah. May Allah make us among those, inshaAllah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers. One sheikh, when I was young, he told me, once you read the verse in Quran, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks you to do, do. And if he tell you don't. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell you do, you try to do. If he tell you don't, you try to not to do. And when you hear a message like that, the ultimate barakah, the ultimate blessing, the ultimate salam, the ultimate reward, the ultimate elevation for those who hurry and implement what Allah said. This is the power, this is Iman, this elevation. The one who hear the message, read it, and act upon it super quick. Super quick. If you want to grow, if you want to see wonder, if you want to sleep tonight, a very beautiful sleep, if you want to be famous in the kingdom of Allah today, do. Don't talk, do. And believe it or not, what I send you is a very little. I can fill at least 50, 70 pages of ahadith and ayat about this topic. Lucky one who sleep with open, clean heart. Lucky one who meet Allah with clean heart. Lucky one who pass from the Sirat, the bridge over Jahannam, in a very quick way. Again, we have to be clean. Now it's up to you. Especially even between husband and wife, sister and brother, you name it. Don't carry. Don't carry in your heart. Will not destroy nobody except yourself. And when you're really clean, you're free. You're free, so beautiful. May Allah make us among those who meet Allah with clean heart. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Who is the lucky one? After read this message, he will be written in the kingdom of Allah among those who have a pure heart, Allah will be pleased with him, and the angel will make dua for you, and you will have written to be in a higher rank in the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.